Clive Brooks. This is Coventry Hospital Radio.
Hello and welcome to Coventry Hospital Radio, the sound of comfort, companionship and a great conversation right here at UHCW. Now today we've got something really, really special for you. A brand new event is coming to Warwickshire this May. Something big, something exciting and something that celebrates the very best of British farming, food, music and the community. It's called the Great British Farm Fest and it's happening at Stoneleigh Park from the 22nd of May to the 24th of May. And I'm absolutely delighted to be joined by the festival director himself, Mr. Chris Hughes. Hello Chris, how are you?
Hello mate, how are you? I'm all right, thank you. Busy, but I'm all right.
Yeah, I bet you're really busy, ain't you?
Yeah, it's very exciting. Thanks for having me on.
That's okay. I mean, you're a local boy, ain't you? Because you're from Southam, just down the road from us.
Yeah, I grew up in Southam many years ago. I'm quite an old man. And then I travelled the world putting on events and festivals in lots of different countries. And I worked for quite a long time on Top Gear events and got to know Jeremy Clarkson. And when his Clarkson's Farm TV show was such a big hit, we thought, let's create a live event in the same spirit with him and his gang all starring in it. And that's what we're doing. And we're doing it at Stoneleigh, which, of course, used to be, for those people who remember it, the home of the Royal Show.
Yes.
Which was, in its day, the biggest sort of country fair in Britain. And we're trying to recreate something in a tribute to that, but also in a much more modern twist.
Yeah, and I bet for you bringing it back to your own county is something you're really looking forward to. But for people listening right now, and you may be thinking, that sounds interesting, but what actually is going to be Farm Fest? How would you describe it in a nutshell?
It's basically two events in one day. In the daytime, you get a kind of souped-up country fair with tractors doing stunts and with animals playing games and doing all sorts of fun things and with amazing food and with horses and lots of other things that go with a celebration of our countryside living, in particular celebrating the work of farmers. And we've got about 14 different arenas in the daytime to visit, ranging from food areas to technology and science in farming. We've got robotic farmers, we've got clones, but you've also just got a great deal of family fun. We've got playground, we've got kids stuff, we've got country music. But then at night, you head down to the one end of the festival site where we've got a big stage, and we've got, as well as all the stars that have been appearing in the day, we've got lots of music acts for you to have, drink your Hawkston and have a big old party in the evening. So we've got people like Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Groove Armada, Sarah Cox doing a big DJ set. We've got Chris Moyles, we've got 10cc.
Wow.
We've got Alex James's Britpop classical band. Ricky Wilson's put a band together playing greatest hits. So there'll be about 5 hours of music and party in the evenings and a full day of countryside celebrating the work of our great British farmers in the day.
That's fantastic. I mean, you're literally bringing two big wheels together, ain't you? Farming and then major live music events, isn't it? Was that always the vision of it?
It is pretty much it, and no one's ever quite done it like this before. We've learnt, so there's been lots of challenges that are unique to combining live music with animals. You know, we have to put the animals to bed before we make a noise. The people are allowed to bring their dogs, which is unusual for a music event, so we've given the dogs a music listening area. And there's all sorts of challenges like that which are unusual. But one of the biggest challenges is working with people like Jeremy and Caleb, and because they are full of energy. They'll be appearing in our different live arenas, appearing on our main stage. And obviously they've done a great job with their TV show of selling and explaining the world of the farmer to the British public, and that's what we're trying to continue that work with our show.
Yeah, because I'm from Coventry. I don't know much about farming until Jamie Clarkson's show on Amazon, which has been brilliant. I mean, it also shows the danger of owning a farm nowadays, isn't it? Because I never realised the weather plays so big a deal for farming.
Well, I think as businesses go, farmers have more unpredictable variables. They are subject to the weather, the environment, politics. You know, right now they're subject to difficulties because of what's going on in Iran. The cost of fertilizer has gone up, cost of fuel is going up. So they're always dealing with challenges. But as well as meaning it's a tough life, it also makes them very interesting people. They're very resilient. And I'm not a farmer, I'm a festival organizer, but I've spent 2 years studying them and getting to know them. And I'm very impressed that the farming community in Britain is something we should be very proud of.
Yeah, I echo that, mate. So one thing we always talk about here on Coventry Hustle Radio is community. And this feels like it's going to be a real celebration, not just for the farming community, but also real life and local pride. What does that mean to you for that spotlight on Warwickshire?
Well, I think there's two aspects to it. You're right. The countryside community, people who understand the fields and the country life, have always supported country shows, and there'd be a big sense of that. But for me, as you say, I'm very proud boy from Southam. I grew up in Warwickshire. I went to the Royal Show when I was a little kid. And I love being part of bringing something important and national to where I grew up. You know, my mum and dad used to live 2 miles from Stoneleigh in Cubbington. And then we all grew up down the road in Southam, where we're Coventry City fans. And so for me, it's towards the sort of back end. I've done events all over the world, but this is the closest I've ever done one to home. So I'm very proud of that. And I want to do something important for the region where I grew up.
Yeah, that leads me great onto my final question for you. So I know you're really busy. I mean, so when you stand there on opening day and you're looking around at everything you've done and everything you've created, what do you think is going to be going through your mind?
Well, usually on the opening day, it's lots of fears. Because what you do is, the interesting thing about, you know, some people do work where they can see their product every day. You know, if you run a shop, at the end of the evening, you can tweak it for the next day. But when you run an event, you spend all year, in this case, nearly 2 years planning it. And then you actually get to meet it on day one. So on day one, it will be what's working, what's not working, what do we need to fix. Hopefully by day three, we're on the 22nd to the 24th of May, the bank holiday weekend. I'm hoping on the Sunday night to be celebrating the birth of an important new annual event that can make its long-term home in Warwickshire. And that's what I'm looking forward to. But there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of talent. And one of the things I've learned is that the animals, of which we've got something, you know, we've got nearly 1,000 animals going to be here. The animals are more complicated than even the divas on the rock and roll stage. Yeah. Even more rules with animals, quite rightly, protecting them.
I bet there is. So let's
morning, I've been dealing with a panic around how the pig party is going to work. So
the pig party?
Yeah, we've got an area called Pig Party, which is basically several barns and kids demonstrating what pigs, because people love pigs. But there's been a sort of minor crisis with the Pig Party this morning that I'm about to go and fix.
Oh, no. So let's give everyone who's listening details. So the Great British Farm Fest is happening from the 22nd to the 24th of May at Stoneleigh Park. So where can people find out more and get tickets?
You go to farmfest.org to get your tickets. And you can buy half-day tickets, you can buy all-day tickets, with including the music. And we hope you come along and spend the day. Or if you really fancy it, and it's bank holiday weekend, come and spend the weekend, because we've got campsites. And going to have a nice big crowd, a lot of food and drink, and have a really good party.
Yeah, and from us at CHL, we thank you a lot, because you've invited us a lot to be able to do some live broadcasting, which we're really looking forward to. Chris, Great. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. I know you're really busy, so we're going to wrap this up now. I just want to wish you the very best for this. It sounds like it's going to be an incredible weekend. So thanks so much for joining me on the phone.
And can I give my regards to everybody at the hospital? The hospital in Coventry and in Warwick have all, you know, been part of my family's life, so it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Chris. Thank you.
All right.
And what a fantastic event that promises to be. A celebration of community, music and the incredible people who keep our countryside going. And here at Coventry Hostel Radio, we've been doing everything we can to bring that experience right to your bedside. So whether you're resting, recovering or just looking for a little lift, we got you covered. So from me and all of us at Coventry Hostel Radio, may your days be brighter, your nights be calmer, and may the music always be with you.
Clive Brooks, Coventry Hospital Radio.